you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 76th episode of Interlude Army Season 2. Yes, we are back. Kind of not really. I mean, this is just kickstarting our second season, but we'll be back full time in about 2 weeks or so. So keep an eye out. But we just wanted to come back here to talk about BTS's comeback. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Wow, we have not done that in a while, Jose. I'm surprised we even got that correct.
Imagine if, like, who are you? We have not talked in a while. And no, I'm just kidding, we have talked.
I know.
We just haven't done the podcast.
I know. No, I was just, like, thinking, okay, is Jose going to say he's Roseanne, too? Like,
it's been 84 years. That's what our audience is probably thinking right now.
I know. Yeah, it's been a while, you guys. But me and Jose, we've been talking basically every day. Like, if we're not chatting on Kakao, we're chatting on Overwatch and all that stuff. So, but yeah, we just wanted to jump in here real quick because, like, there's just a lot to talk about as far as BTS's comeback, because literally, we went on break the same time, like, BTS announced that they were on break. It's been a minute.
Oh, my God.
No,
yes. Sorry, y'all. I'm laughing because I was just thinking right now, like, we did not think it was going to be this long that we were going to take a break, because we were like, we'll be back, guys. We're just going to, you know, be on a little hiatus while they're on a little break. And then, like, it's already May. So, like, that's literally almost half the year. So, happy 2022, if we haven't said that on the other. Roseanne, this is a mess. I can't. Hey, Army. I mean, we're being consistent. We're usually like this, so it's anything really has changed.
Nothing really changed, y'all, but
It's so funny because you just said it's been a minute, and I just know somebody listening was like, it's been like 6 months.
Like, what are you guys talking about? If that's your guys' minute, then I can't imagine what, like, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, literally, we weren't thinking it was going to be this long either. We just kind of went with it was good, though. I felt like it was much needed because so much has changed in the last couple of months.
Months.
And, like, you know, just in our personal life. You know what I mean? So,
I was going to say that, like, I'm very appreciative because this is my last semester of school. Like, I'm graduating next week.
Yes.
And I have been, like, it's a lot. If y'all knew what was going on up in here, filming, like, and then not just filming for myself, because we're shooting our own like mini like short films and stuff, like we're helping each other, so I'm helping in other crews and stuff like that, so I'm busier than usual. And I think that's been reflected a little bit on my channel as well, but just having this break has helped me a lot, because the times that I you know, we would be recording for the podcast, I'll either be busy with homework or having that downtime that I need just to like refocus my energy. And I feel like if we were like doing the same thing all at once, because I'm sure Roseanne was busy as well, it's like maybe we wouldn't be giving our 100% for the podcast. And I don't think you guys want to listen to us, like, tired and, like, not even, like, fully here, you know?
Exactly. So, well, I'm glad that, you know, I just can't believe it. Jose has one more week left. And actually, I think I need to update you guys, because even Jose, I don't think I've updated you on, because this is literally, like, happening as of right now. I think the last time we were kind of talking, I just moved into our friend's place. Like, we sold our house, we downsized. Jose, we're, like, in the process of buying a new house right now.
That's exciting, though, because you guys are, like, in one room. So, like, you guys are going to have a bigger space. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I could be loud. I'm just kidding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Guys, the struggle. Oh my god, like when BTS had their concert, you know, because the concerts would play like late at night. And like Jin has to sleep. So like I can't even because we share one room. So okay, anyways. But yes, you guys. We're back, and we came on here because we wanted to discuss BTS's comeback. We got the date. It's June 10, 2022. But also, just it was only like, what, yesterday, Jose, that they announced more details, as of when we're recording right now, announced more details about their comeback and the album. So, Jose, want to give all the information? Just kidding.
So the proof is in the pudding. Okay, that was lame. You know, I tried to like throw it in there. But basically the name of the album is Proof. They did hint at it when they announced during day 4 of PTD Las Vegas. You were there, Roseanne. So like that must have been amazing, the energy. Cause I think we all were kind of like, well, when is it going to be? When is it going to be? And I think it was just a surprise that they actually teased it in the show. So that must have been amazing to like witness, and the energy in the room. So obviously at the end of that concert, they say we are bulletproof. And then you see June 10th, 2022. And then for the announcement that they threw out yesterday, they did like a compilation of all their comebacks, all their releases that they've done, whether it was repackaging, album, singles, you know. It's such a good video, by the way. If you guys have it not seen
is, it, like, yo, Jose, I wanted to say that too. Like when I was watching, I'm like, yo, the editing was on point. My favorite part was when they were doing like the Love Yourself era with the lines. Oh, it was so good. Props to whoever edited that. Like, I loved it.
They did that. I literally said it in one of my videos. I was like, whoever edited this, they need a raise. Because it's like, that was so good. I also like, I think my favorite part was the HYYH. Because it like, the square goes into like a smaller square and then it turns into like part two. I don't know. Yeah. I really like that. It was very pleasing to the eye. Like just very visual, very pleasing to see. And just I mean, I think it's also because we are, you know, we love BTS, and seeing all the artworks together, kind of like it's nostalgic, and it kind of like throws, it's a throwback, but at the same time you're going through time, and then you go to the future, and then at the end we see we are bulletproof, but proof is stylized, it's in a different font, it's just actually written with the logo of BTS and ARMY, and then we finally see it, like proof, June 10th, 2022. It's going to be two albums, actually. So it's going to be the compact edition and the standard edition. Compact, obviously, the word is there. Compact, it's smaller. You still get the same music, though. Like, it's not like if you buy one or the other and you're like, I'm missing out. The only thing you're going to be missing out is, like, the extra goodies and, like, the physical content. You know what I mean? The packaging and all that. But as far as the music goes, it's the same. So if you guys are like, I can't afford the standard because it is pretty expensive. We understand you're gonna get the compact. What are you getting both, Roseanne? Let me know. Let me find out.
Okay, your girl's on a budget. She's trying to buy a house right now. So I bought the bigger one. It's 65, but I got it through Weavers, and I didn't know I had like Weavers credit. So it technically paid for shipping. Y'all, shipping is ridiculous, of course. My God. Yeah. So if I do want to mention this, because pre-orders have started, you guys, as of right now, it's available on Weavers. It's also available in certain local stores, like for pre-order, Target. Yeah. Actually, I'll take that back because Target, as of yesterday, was sold out. Jose, did you see that?
Like,
you
can't no, but I checked today again, guys. This is a recording as the recording as this podcast. So maybe by the time you guys are listening, it's sold out again. But I checked today, and it was they had restocked it. Like you could pre-order it again.
Oh, I wonder.
So
why
just check, guys. You know.
Yeah. Just check. So. Also important, if you guys are new to this, if you are in the U.S., please purchase from the U.S. Weavers or from local places like Target that's here in the U.S. because it will count towards Billboard. Because if you buy it from the global Weavers, it's going to go towards like the international charts. And we're trying to chart it in our whatever country that we're in. Do you know what I mean? So like if you're in the U.S., buy it from the U.S.
Exactly.
But
I don't know if you saw somewhere else, just trying to help out Army out there. I think the cheapest is Target right now.
Yeah.
From what I have seen, Target is the cheapest. Walmart is there. Amazon, it's there. But they're pretty expensive there, too. And then there's also the official BTS music store. And that one's also pretty expensive. So right now, Target is the one. That's probably why it's been sold out in some moments. So just keep checking, guys, because like I said, I did check and it was back on there. So you just might want to be checking. You have until June 9th to pre-order. Some of you might be asking, like, what's the benefit of pre-ordering? Well, I think it's the most safest way to secure a copy, obviously, but also get the poster. Like, for example, the standard edition comes with a first press poster. So that means that only the first copies that are going to be made are going to contain that poster. So there's a high possibility that if you purchase it when you go to the store, when it's already released, that album might not have the poster in there. So it's like an extra goodie, like an incentive of pre-ordering, you know?
Yes.
But I mean, that's obviously up to you. Like, if you guys can't buy it until it comes out, then that's still good because you're still helping out.
Yeah, you're still helping. You know? Yeah, and if you do not have the funds, remember once as soon as like the music video, the album drops, you know, streaming is free, so you could help out that way. Don't feel bad if you're not able to support in that way. You could support a different way. You know what I mean? A free way.
Exactly.
So okay, you know, theories always come in when BTS's comeback is around the corner, and this is kind of like. It's been a minute since we've had something kind of involving more of, not really their storyline, but because, the last three singles aren't really related in any way. It was fun, like Dynamite, PTD, Butter. They were for fun. But the fact that this is linked, because we were kind of like doing a reflection or mirroring past music. And so they are continuing that now with this album. Like, the name Proof is reflecting We Are Bulletproof. And, there's already theories as to what the title track is going to be, Jose. So if you want to jump into theories, we could go ahead and start that now.
Well, I definitely think it is connected as far as, like, their history. I don't know about the BTS universe, per se, because... I don't know if I can say that now because we haven't really seen like teaser images or concept photos or any type of other content to tease that. We only really have the content that the physical album is going to have. And a lot of that is blurred out too. So we can't even see the photos. We can't link anything except for like the packaging. But when it comes to the announcement and stuff, obviously it, like Roseanne said, this relates to We Are Bulletproof. They have three different Bulletproof songs that I do believe are going to be on the album. I think it only makes sense. Again, I don't think we mentioned this, Roseanne, but like this is an anthology album. So this is kind of like a compilation of their past music. I wouldn't say this is a greatest hit album because that's completely separate. I think anthology is more just a collection of maybe what they've decided best represents their music history, their journey, you know, their career.
Yes.
And with three new songs representing their past, present, and future, that's where maybe the connections might link, you know, like the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I do think this is closing. Like, you know how they've been saying new chapter, next chapter, yeah. Like new chapter, new chapter. I do think that this is closing, like, these 9 years. Like, this is the end of that. We're now moving. Like, the next thing that they release is going to be completely, like, brand spanking new. Like, we've never seen BTS before. I feel like this is just closing out the whole.
Yeah.
Just
a chapter. Idea. Not necessarily the book. Not necessarily the book, just what, you know, this reflection of youth. You know, because remember, we're currently in, like, a BTS Chronicle. And I don't know if you guys have seen that image going around. It's like a bunch of trilogies, you know what I mean? And we're currently at the end of this trilogy, which is called The Reflection of Youth. That's how it was called. And so, like, this chapter is done. I feel like it's... I don't want to say it's about time, you know, like, because it's been like 9 years and 8 years in the make, you know what I mean? It's been so many years. So I am super excited because even this is genius, you know, this anthology type of album, mm-hmm. which I, you know, there's no confirmation yet what type of past works they're going to include here, because people have mentioned it could be remixes, it could be demos that need to make it, or even extensions. Like, I'm not familiar with this, but people were telling me, like, Taylor Swift dropped a song, but, like, it's an anthology where she dropped a song that was, like, 5 minutes longer than usual. I don't know. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Well, you're right. It's like, we really... All we know is that it's made up of their past history. They did not specifically say only from these albums. You know what I mean? So we really have an open... They really have an open, like, canvas. Like, a blank canvas to be... I mean, I'm sure right now they already have it all planned out and what it's going to be on the album. But when it came to the idea of this anthology album, I feel like they were like, oh, we can literally... choose any song of her past because mm-hmm. it in some way represents whatever they were going through to that time. Mm-hmm. I did want to say one thing. I don't know if this is the title, but because I've seen it around. And you know how, like, No More Dream, they teased that and then they took away the No More and now it's a Dream. So they're saying that, like, Dream could be the... Maybe not the title, but the name of one of the songs. And I was thinking, you know how they said it was going to be past, present, future? Well, their past, they started off with hip-hop. And then you know how this rumor is going around with the Snoop Dogg. And he pretty much has confirmed that BTS hasn't. But Snoop has literally come out and said, like, we are doing it. So I was thinking maybe Dream, since No More Dream was like hip-hop, Dream is going to be like Dream featuring Snoop Dogg, and that's going to be the representation.
You know what? That could be it. That really could be it. The reason why we also think it's Dream is because previously, you guys, like, for example, they have been reflecting past songs. Like, for example, Boy With Love was their third album, and it was, we did a reflection of it with Boy In Love. And then the second one was No, which is from the second album. And a reflection of it is On. So basically, we are back to the first album, which is Too Cool for School. We are Bulletproof Part 2 and No More Dream were two of the soundtracks that they were promoting. No More Dream was their debut song. And so, you know, we already got the whole We Are Bulletproof as proof. That's the reflection of We Are Bulletproof. And then No More Dream could be the reflection of it. You know what I mean? So it would... and you know, they were teasing Dream for such a long time, Jose. Like, the furthest back that I looked into was like Mama 2018. Mm-hmm. And it had the Boy With Love title before Boy With Love even came out, and then they had Dream. And then even during the Persona music video, you guys, with Namjoon on the chalkboard. It has the green board. I mean, it's green, guys. Hello. It has the word dream on there, along with I think we saw other, like we saw Shadow Ego on there, you know what I mean, which also became a title track, a track in their album. So, you know, yeah, it's really interesting, like, trying to figure out what these three songs could be. Obviously, they've also hinted past, present, and future back in 2019 during Mama. Like, they were in the works of this album. It just kind of came out a little bit later than expected because, you know, Rona came through. So, I think, Jose, your theory of, like, the three songs representing past, present, and future, that's genius. You know what I mean? One of them has to be... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You're fine. I was just saying, yeah, for sure. Because when they did start, they were very hip-hop rap oriented. And I feel like, of course, one of those three tracks is going to be very hip-hop rap oriented, I think. I don't know what the other two tracks are going to be, but what do you think, Jose? What were you going to say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because there are going to be three CDs. I do think that since there are going to be three CDs, three new tracks, one of the CDs that's going to have like the past one, the present, and the future as far as like the new song. So one CD will have the one of the new songs and the other and then the other. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe they could put all three of them in one, but I would feel like maybe that's meant to be that way since there are going to be three CDs. So I feel like they're going to put one brand new track in each. And then for the past, I thought hip-hop. For present, right now, they're very much pop, obviously. So I feel like one of the songs is going to be pop-oriented. So obviously, it's going to be not similar, but I'm saying as in the genre where it comes to like Butter, Permission to Dance, Dynamite, you know, Boy with Love, all these pop singles that they've released that have been the most recent. And then there's the future. And that's, I think, the one that we're going to be like, wow, like they're going a different route, they're experimenting maybe with a new genre that we haven't heard them before. A lot of, when I tweeted this out, a lot of people were like, rock, like, where's Rockton? You know what I mean? I was like, well, they could definitely do that. A lot of people were like, reggaeton. I was like, oh my god.
What happened? Yo, not Jose hanging up on me in the middle of us recording. Hello? Hello, Jose.
I thought I was lowering the volume, guys, and I accidentally hung up on Rose.
What? Nah, he just didn't want to talk to me anymore. He's like, you know what? I'm done. I was like really into like Jose explaining too, and then all of a sudden like he hung up.
Sorry, yo. You know this is. This is just usual us. Like I was saying, rock, a lot of people were saying reggaeton. I feel like a lot of people were, like, being trolls and they were, like, country. I was like, yeah, I don't know about country, but maybe. You never know. Some Spanish music. I was like, I don't know. You know, it's just a lot of people guessing. What do you think would be, like, the future that maybe they could experiment with?
Yo, I have, like, literally no idea, because as artists they have grown so much. I mean, kind of like take a look at RM's like first mixtape versus like Mono, you know what I mean, like just the whole dynamic, the difference, like how much genres they've pulled off throughout the years is insane. So like, you know, that'd be crazy low-key though if they kind of went back to like hip-hop rap. Like that wouldn't make any sense. That makes sense for the past track. Like, I literally do not have any idea. At low-key, though, what I do not want, which I have no say in, because whatever BTS does, I trust their judgment, and I will, you know, totally 100%, 110% go for it. Because you know, like, the current trend, though, is, like, five genres in one. That's not kind of, like, the only thing I, like, hope it doesn't go for.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like when there's like, I don't even know, 10 tracks in one song, like that's something that's not my cup of tea, maybe for some, but that's kind of like the present or the future. Like I see a lot of like fourth generation groups coming out with those type of music. But if we're talking about just like, not even like, they're BTS is in their own lane, they're doing their own thing. What is the future sound of BTS? Even I like can't put my finger on that.
Yeah, and I think it's very intriguing, because they have, I feel like they have like one song at least that represents like every genre. Do you know what I mean? Then,
yeah.
Wait, how do I word that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Like, okay, so a good example actually is like the YouTube video that they dropped, kind of representing each title track from like each album. Uh-huh. It's just insane because each song from the albums are like so different from each other. You know, it's I feel like they have at least one song for each type of genre.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. Yeah. Oh my god, I couldn't put it together.
I got you, Jose.
I said one song that represents every genre. No, wait, you're right. So they have at least, like, if somebody were to say, show me, like, and then they say the name of the genre, we could at least name one that's, like, in that neighborhood. You know what I mean? In that realm, in that spectrum. So it's very intriguing to see, like, or to hear, I guess I should say, is better. Like, what is something that they have not experimented with, you know what I mean? And then maybe, like you said, that could be a possibility. Like, you know how a lot of people, not even just groups, I've heard a lot of like Western artists that like experiment, where like you hear a song and then at the beginning it's one song and then in the middle it changes and you're like, wait, is this a whole different other song? Like a lot of people have been doing that, which I mean, a lot of people might like. It's who's to say like it's not going to be good or anything like that, but it's kind of like, I know what you mean, where it can like give you a little bit of a whiplash where you're like, wait, what just happened? And I don't know if BTS would go that way, because I feel like they're not like follower, like trend followers.
Yeah,
so
they're not
they would totally do something different where they're like, let's be unique, you know what I mean? Let's not do what other people are doing, you know?
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's really cool though to kind of say we don't know what genre they're gonna go for next, because literally that's just how diverse they are in their taste of music, which we love, you know what I mean? So I'm just really looking forward to this. Like, usually we love to like theorize, but it's at this point it's just so hard to kind of even start to predict what type of genre of music they're gonna come out with. All we know, at least we got like one out of the three. I'm like very, very confident, Jose, that like one of them's gonna be a hip-hop track, you know what I mean?
So yes, I feel like it has to. I feel like, and then the way you worded it is perfect, since they've been going back and reflecting, where it's like literal reflections, like mirrors of the songs, like the past songs. What better way to close a chapter than with the one that they started, which is No More Dream. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like they literally debuted with that. Now they have to close this chapter. So it just makes sense for Dream to be that one
that
song.
That's so powerful, though, because, you know, RM has been teasing us about this album name Proof. And he basically gave us the definition of Proof, and saying that, you know, we are the proof of their existence and their achievements. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all created this history together. And the fact that these boys did start off with No More Dream, and y'all know how deep that song is, like with the lyrics, and the fact that now they can dream. You know what I mean? Like, now they have a dream. It's very, very powerful. It shows the growth. And I'm just super, super excited. I already think I'm going to be, like, emotional. I know people did have, like, theories as to, like, oh, is the storyline going to be? I have no idea, you know? Like Jose mentioned, like, we don't know what it's going to have in store. Although, I do got to point out, y'all, like, they didn't even finish the story yet, so they can't leave us hanging like this, especially me, y'all.
Okay.
I'm like,
this is the moment, guys. Here, let me tell you real quick. This is the moment where Roseanne pushes that Wings part two agenda, where this is her moment right now. So just give her some time. She's gonna let y'all know.
Oh my god, Wings is just, guys, you cannot tell me anything. I love the album Tear. That is like my top, one of my top like BTS albums. But like Wings. That's all I gotta say, Wings. Okay, but
Wings. Okay, not to like give you more like hopes, but like, you know, I love Wings too, trust and believe. Like, okay, you know, we need a moment for that era. But I don't know if you saw in the images that they did tease with for the album. Did you see like the different feathers? I don't know if you can see like in the images. There's like random like feathers on the like the album. The images that they yes, like
not me you going know how the
yeah, like go through here. I can't even pull it.
Dang, this card. Bro.
Like I'm not even. So, like, the images that they released on Weavers for the physical album, you'll see there's some images that have, like, random feathers around it.
I'm already on Weavers. Like, I've been on here already. Hold up. Wait. Oh, no. I closed it. One sec.
So yeah, I'm on it right now. Yeah, so where you can see, like, the booklets, the CDs, like that, you'll see, like, random feathers. And I was like, that took me back.
No, you gotta send me a screenshot because I'm blind.
Okay.
Like, I'm looking at it.
Yo, I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
Don't give me hope, Jose. I'm gonna. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yo, oh my God. Wait. Oh my God. Hold up. Wait. I need the. Guys, I need the R&B version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go to the teaser of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And it's literally like, we thought that's what the title or the, you know, that's what we thought it was going to sound like, but it literally wasn't. But like, okay, just okay, stop. Roseanne, calm down. I don't want to like bring my hopes up. But
okay, here, I found it. Let me send you a screenshot real quick.
Okay.
So, you guys, if you want to look at what we're looking right now, go to the images that they released on Weavers of, like, the layout of all the different stuff that's going to come into the, with the album, sorry. And look at the specific one where it's, like, the CD plate. And that's where you'll see, like, these random, like, feathers. So, when I saw them, I was like, girl, they better not. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they better, but better not as because we're going to die. Because
y'all, okay, yeah, we cannot contain ourselves as that if that's the way. Y'all, okay. I mean, like, I cannot keep talking about Blood, Sweat, Tears. But yes, you guys, like.
Okay, just, I sent it to you, Roseanne.
You got it?
You should be able to see it.
Okay, let me not.
Do you see the little feathers?
Wait. Are those feathers or, like, petals of, like.
You don't think they're feathers?
I can't even see. Well, I see it, but I can't exactly see what it is. Is that feathers?
I'll have to send you the other ones because that's not the only place they put it.
Oh, okay. Like, I get it, too, if it's, like, flower petals because, you know, that plays into the role of BTS's storyline as well. We see, like, the petals everywhere and stuff like that. But, No, I'm just super, super excited. That's why we jumped in here like super early where we weren't expecting to record this episode at all. We are going to be out of state. That's the reason why, you know, we would keep recording from here on, but we're going to be out of state. And but I think when we're back, we get to even talk about Billboard, Jose. I don't know if they haven't made an official announcement yet. We only saw articles written about BTS coming back to Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards. So I don't know, because they wouldn't just come here just for the Billboard, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, like I thought about it and it's kind of like you would expect them to perform, but then again it's like, what would they perform? Because they've already performed Butter, they've already performed Dynamite, you know what I mean? Like, I guess the only one would be Permission to Dance, but I just don't feel like they would do that, especially now that it's been announced a new album. I thought it was going to be like first single, but obviously I don't think that's going to happen because the Billboards are literally next week.
But then, you know who's, what I mean? Who's to say they won't drop a single similar to what they did with like Black Swan? I don't know.
But they would have to drop it like before the BBMAs if they were to perform it there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, correct.
And that's already next week.
Like next,
the Billboard's
next,
already
next week. Like May 15th. Yeah. We got like, you know, almost 2 weeks. Yeah, but I don't know. That's why I'm not too sure if they are still attending because it wasn't like a big hit confirmation. I think it was just people, or was it, Jose? Correct me if I'm wrong. Did big hit confirm?
No, yeah, it was like Korean media stating that they had plans, so it wasn't even big hit. So we actually don't know like for sure that they're gonna be here. I could totally see them just coming to like be present, because that's what they did the first year. You know, they did not perform. They did not do any. So
true,
they probably might be like, hey, we could just like chill and be there. We don't have to perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And there was the reason why we're also thinking there is going to be somewhat of a high chance BTS will be here, is because they have never missed Billboard since they started attending. So, but we shall see. Ooh, you sent me another picture.
Yeah, because you can... Sorry, guys. I'm like still sending her another one where it's they look like feathers to me.
Wait. I don't even know which one you're talking about, Jose.
You don't see it?
No, I'm blind. Can you circle it? Like, can you like draw a circle? Oh, okay.
So do you see where the last O and the F are?
Wait, but those are the CDs, Jose.
Oh.
No, Jose. No. Jose. Guys, I literally, I was like, wait, those are like the slits of where the CD.
No.
Can we take that back, you guys? But hey, we could imagine feathers there. You know what I mean? Like, false hope.
Oh my God.
I mean,
you guys, I'm sorry if I got anybody else's hopes up. I literally thought they were feathers, and now that Roseanne just like that just blew my mind. Those are literally the slits to hold the CD.
Okay, you guys. No surprise. Our typical episode. Just kidding. Oh, it's hot. It's hot up in here. But I think this is a good spot to kind of end it. I mean, do we have anything else to say, Jose, other than the fact that it's hilarious that we thought it was not us, like, imagining feathers, Jose. Like, do you really want wings that bad?
I think it's kind of like, does Roseanne really want wings, or is it Jose that wants the wings?
Are you sure it's just seen me, random Jose? Feathers. Oh my gosh.
No, I don't have anything else to say. Just guys, we will be back. We promise. Hopefully, like we have planned it, like in 2 weeks when we should be here and ready back in the in our homes. Maybe we'll have more teaser content that we can talk about. Yes. Maybe we'll see. You know,
should
like
be coming out
any soon. Other stuff to announce? Yeah, we should know.
Exactly. But yes, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. To stay updated, follow us on our Twitter. It still exists. Yes, it's at Interlude Army PD. We haven't abandoned it yet. Along with our Instagram at Interlude Army PD. But if you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoy listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week.
We ain't coming back next week, Jose. But we need you guys whenever we're back.
Guys, make sure to stay tuned whenever we come back. Hey, there. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody.
Yes,
or weeks, let's have I should fun. Say plural.
Weeks. Plural, yes. Have fun, y'all. Let's enjoy this comeback.
Have fun. And bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose.
Bye, Army.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Hoseok, Park Jimin.